grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God our Father and the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, you've heard of WWJD, what would Jesus do? But based on our text today from John 12, the better question might be HDJS. How did Jesus smell? Our Palm Sunday gospel doesn't just remind us of what things looked like that first Holy Week, or what they sounded like, or even tasted like with the Lord's Supper. It reminds us of the smells of the first Holy Week. What were they? And why does it matter? Well, the first smell is the smell of death that didn't. What do I mean by that? The smell of death that didn't. Well, if you're looking at the text, there's a person mentioned several times. The text starts with an L. His name is Lazarus, right? And who is Lazarus? He's one that the Lord Jesus rose from the dead the week before, this past week, before Holy Week. And this surprised many people, especially Mary and Martha, his sisters. And many people were coming to see Jesus. Now, if you remember, how many days was Lazarus dead? 4 days. And you remember when Jesus says, take away the stone. His sisters, they say, Jesus, hang on. It's been 4 days. There will be a odor, they tell him. But that fragrance of death doesn't stop Jesus from doing what he's going to do, does he? He says, take away the stone, and they do. And he says, Lazarus, come out. And Lazarus, bound, walks out of the tomb. A little picture of what happens 1 week later, right? At Jesus' own resurrection, right? And you see it ahead of time. What is he going to Jerusalem to do? What is Palm Sunday all about? Jesus entering Jerusalem to die and to rise. And people were amazed at resurrection. Surely we would be too, wouldn't we? Praise be to God. Now, why does it matter? It's a foretelling, a teaching that with Jesus, death really doesn't stink. This week, Jesus will overcome death by his death and resurrection. God is not only taking away the sting of death, he's also taking away the stench of death. Notice when you come next Sunday, it's not going to smell like a butcher shop here at Praise, is it? It'll smell like Easter lilies, the joy of the resurrection, those flowers that open up like a tomb that's shut and now opened up with great smells to offer too, isn't it? Full bloom, the resurrection of Jesus unto life. The second smell in our text came from Mary. Mary took a pound of expensive ointment made from pure nard and anointed Jesus' feet and wiped his feet with her hair. Can you imagine what that must have smelt like? Text says the house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume. I probably would have had to gone outside going, sensory overload, too much, too much. But why does this matter? Well, it was an act of worship. Mary was exceedingly grateful to the Lord Jesus for what she had done to her brother Lazarus by raising him from the dead. So is anything too little to bring to Jesus to show him her thanks? If someone close to you died and Jesus came and rose that person back to life, would anything be too costly? And she wiped his feet with her hair. Bible commentators say that this is highly unusual, by the way. Usually you anoint someone's head, not their feet. And she used her hair to wipe his feet, and that also is unusual. This shows how holy and different, set apart, that Mary regarded Jesus. He was to her more than a prophet. He was her friend. He was her savior, her healer. There was nothing more precious in the world than if God himself were there doing miracles, signs only God can do. Now the next smell is not so pretty. It's the smell of betrayal. You smell it. Judas Iscariot, one of his disciples, he who was about to betray Jesus, it says, why was this ointment not sold for 300 denarii and given to the poor? 300 denarii was about a year's worth of wages for a common laborer in biblical day. A year, that's a lot of money. Oh, that's $50,000 to us today, maybe. And he's got a point, doesn't he? Waste not, want not. Money doesn't grow on trees, you know. There are starving kids in Africa and in Blount County. And Mary forgot to check with the planning council to see if wasting that perfume was something unnecessary. Should have checked with the planning council. We could have used that for something important, right? Jesus had a different interpretation, didn't he?
Leave her alone, so that she may keep it for the day of my burial. For the poor you will always have with you, but you do not always have me.
Now, if it appears that Judas is more compassionate than Jesus, don't be so quick to judge. It says in our text concerning Judas, he cared not about the poor, but because he was a thief, having charge of the money bag, he used to help himself to what was put into it. Judas habitually broke the seventh commandment, which is, thou shalt not steal. Jesus, by contrast, did he ever steal in the text? You ever find him stealing from the money bags or anything? He wasn't even the treasurer, was he? No. Jesus is perfect in every way, according to the text. He gave his life as a ransom for many. Jesus was kind and generous to the poor. He fed the hungry, the selfish rich, those who didn't care about the poor, he set empty away. But wealth and money were never the problem. The love of wealth and money are the problem. And Judas loved the money more than he loved his friend, more than he loved Jesus. Those who are greedy must use the pretense of compassion in order to do their dirty work. Judas betrayed the poor by stealing what was to be theirs. Even though he could talk about helping the poor, Judas this week will also betray Jesus by selling his whereabouts for 30 pieces of silver. You can certainly smell the betrayal this week. The betrayal of Jesus. The betrayal of Judas to Jesus. And the betrayal of all of our sins and iniquities, because Jesus is entering Jerusalem to give an answer by his cross, by God taking the punishment of sin upon himself, so that believers go free, smelling victory, smelling righteousness. The next smell in our text is the large crowds that came out to see Jesus on account of what Jesus did to Lazarus. Those crowds brought out palm branches. Palm branches don't smell, but large crowds do. Unwashed skin, those who pass gas, and those from other countries, like the Greeks in our text, who said to Philip, sir, we wish to see Jesus. I once went on a plane in Russia. Everybody smelled a lot different than Americans. Hey, how about that? Some with OCD might turn and run away. But Jesus gets up on a probably stinky donkey and rides into the smells of real life, bringing his still perfumed feet into the mix to make for God a people prepared for new life. On Thursday, he'll wash his disciples' smelly feet. On Friday, you can smell the blood of Jesus, also a thief and a murderer side by side with the Lord. This past Friday, my son Jonathan and I went to Costco. And while we were there, we were shopping, and I saw Dove bars, you know, bulk Dove bars, that's what we buy. And I was doing a little price shopping. And you know how much it costs for one bar of soap, bulk? 99 cents. They had the generic, the Kirkland brand there as well. How much did those cost? 66 cents. Maybe 66.6 cents. I don't know. It's 6 days before Passover in our text. Sixth day of the week is when God created man. The sixth day is also the day that Jesus died. But it didn't cost 99 cents, did it? And it didn't cost 66 cents. It cost Jesus to clean up the mess of creation, the mess due to sin, the stench of sin to God, which is deplorable to his nose. It didn't cost soap. It didn't cost money. It cost his own precious blood, his innocent suffering and death. As Luther said, not by gold or silver, we might even add, or bars of soap, but with his holy, precious blood and his innocent suffering and death. If you don't like smells, Holy Week is not your week. But God gave you that nose for a reason. To smell the good times and the bad. To smell betrayal. To smell the sacrifice of salvation. To smell the glory of Jesus' perfumed feet. Soon to be nailed to the tree with blood and water dripping down to his toes. Just as Jesus lived in a 3D world and had five senses, so must we appreciate what the nose knows. God worked salvation for you. You can smell it. Not only should we taste and see that the Lord is good, but let us open our nose and take a deep breath this week. What do you smell? The gospel tells us this week that we smell the stench of sin and betrayal and the glory of Jesus' feet and his salvation, which is ever free and for you, until he breathes on us again. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in the faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.